And now for something completely different.
Coming up this hour on Today's Experience, our DDD, turn the volume up. No, I'm kidding. Our DDD, it's called To Prepare Us. 1,001 shows. You think we're prepared? No. We've been preparing for 2,000 years. To prepare us. Plus, the next thing we'll look at after that preparation process is all of this is for... Ooh, I'll leave it there. Scott Wilder joins us live for a review of American Leprosy Missions and what we're doing in San Diego, how we've done, and where we need to go. And then we'll close out this hour with today's Facebook post, 1,000 book blurb. Actually, I spelled it blub. Book blub. And thank you.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn toward drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. And the more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. Then, after decades of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined K-Praise, and this radio program began. You are about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during this show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Underline that. Prevailing. Did you write that down? Now underline it. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oy vey. Oy vey. David, are you going to clean your room? No. Are you going to clean your room, David? No. Clean your room, David. Okay. Oy vey. Listen, folks, we're asking you, what do you think? Give us a call at 866-577-2473. 866-K-PRAYS. Remember, any topic is technically open for conversation on everything but coffee. Because I'm drinking tea. It's not professional radio, folks. It's just radio, or justified radio. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience. Right here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station in San Diego, California. Taking a short break, then coming back. But stand by for SRN News.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump announced today at the National Prayer Breakfast that he wants to repeal the so-called Johnson Amendment that prevents religious leaders and churches from expressing their political views from the pulpit because they fear a loss of their tax-exempt status. President Trump says he's acting to protect religious liberty for Americans of all faiths.
We will be a free country, and we will be a country where all citizens can practice their beliefs without fear of hostility or fear of violence.
Mr. Trump said religious freedom is a sacred right. Meanwhile, House Speaker Paul Ryan is reassuring Australia that it's a critical U.S. ally.
Ryan's words follow reports of a contentious phone call between President Trump and the Australian Prime Minister.
I don't think Australia should be worried about its relationship with our new president or with our country for that matter.
Ryan called Australia a very essential ally, but added,
I think it's important that presidents and prime ministers, heads of state, are able to have candid and private conversations with one another.
Some eyebrows were raised after President Trump said an Obama administration agreement with Australia to resettle refugees was dumb, and he vowed to review it.
Capitol Hill correspondent Wally Hines reporting. Authorities in Delaware aren't saying how prison guard Stephen Floyd died during a hostage standoff at the state's largest prison. The siege ended early today when police used a backhoe to breach a building where inmates had used sharp instruments to take control. Three guards and a female counselor were held hostage. Delaware Corrections Officer Association President Jeff Klopp says inadequate staffing paved the way for the prison uprising that killed Sergeant Floyd.
Sergeant Floyd didn't have to die yesterday. We've been asking for help from the previous governor, and we got none.
On Wall Street, the Dow down by 6 points. The NASDAQ also dropped six. The S&P up by one. Oil down to $53.67 a barrel. This is SRN News.
The David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. And you're probably thinking, well, that wasn't a very long time between SRN and David talking again. And that's because we were running over, and in our show, we make up all the time on the station to get everything running on track again. So lucky you, it's more of me. Or unlucky you, go get some Advil and figure it out. This segment brought to you by Excalibur Roofing, our great friends Eric and Ingrid Holloway at Excalibur Roofing. And most of you sit there and say, why does he start the show talking about Excalibur Roofing? Because they help pay for the show. And you're thinking, well, that's a very good answer. I think so, too. Excalibur Roofing helps you coordinate everything and anything in the realm of roofing. See, Excalibur Roofing. Roofing, Excalibur. Take both of those words, put them together in a blender, push it on liquefy, and you get Excalibur Roofing. It's pretty simple. ExcaliburRoofing.com is their website, their phone number. Believe it or not, people still use phones. Is that amazing? That's why we have smartphones. 760-743-8803. 760-743-8803. Of course, on Facebook, you can type in Excalibur Roofing. Remember, it's for commercial, it's for residential. It doesn't matter if it's new roof construction, old roof replacements, repairs. Excalibur Roofing, they've got you covered. Got it? Get it? Cool. Another shout-out to my good friend Steve Wheeler, who gave me a wonderful shout-out yesterday in regards to our 1,000th show. And people are going to say, are you going to refer to that 1,000 show for a while? Yeah. Only for 999 more shows. And then I'll start talking about the 2,000th show. That's all. Here is the deal. Steve Wheeler and Whitefields Ministries, they are doing something that we all should be supporting, at least in prayer. So when I do my devotions, I pray for all the Christians. Now, I can't name every single Christian, but I pray for the Christian body in San Diego and in the United States and in the world. And I just ask the Lord to encourage believers like myself and like yourself, because I think that's a good idea. And then I pray for the ministries. And that's one of the things that I think is okay to add into your devotions. It doesn't have to be super specific and super scripted. You can just pray, Lord, all the ministries that are doing your work, bless them. And let them, for me, that includes Whitefields Ministries, who's taking the gospel to the four corners of the earth, supporting rural pastors, planting churches in places they've never heard the name Jesus, and doing it at peril to their lives. I support that. I think that's a great idea, a great way to do it. And they help network between different missionaries. I support that. And they help bring clean drinking water to villages that only have cesspools as water systems. I support that. So I support them. Whitefields Ministries at whitefields.org. Whitefields.org. That comes out, by the way, out of John chapter 4. Whitefields. And you can always call them, say hi to Danielle, 760-846-8610. 760-846-8610. Oh, my goodness. I am so excited. We had such a great show yesterday. I had a lot of fun doing the 1,000th show. It was great, but I didn't tell you something that happened, and now I'm going to tell you, and now I'm going to share that thing that happened with you, and I'm hoping it will be even half the blessing for you as it was for me yesterday morning. So yesterday morning, while I was doing my devotions, got up early, about 5:30-ish, and was doing my devotions, and I was decided to read out of the Berean Study Bible because it's in Matthew, and I really wanted to, you know, it's one of the first books I really got, you know, into that, Galatians. And so I'm reading Matthew, and I'm reading, and the Lord showed, I don't know if you can't, it's not revelation. In theology, they'll call it more illumination. When you get something, you're reading the Bible, and the light bulb goes off. Right? You know what I'm talking about? That's called illumination. Revelation has basically already taken place, especially in regards to the written word. There's no additional word. That's why all those people that come up with those other gospels are nutsy cuckoo. But let me give you, this is kind of a two-parter, but very, very important. Ready? Matthew chapter 4, it's going to be verses 1 through 3 and 5 through 6. And I want you just to catch it, but you got to stay with me in this. In order to get the next segment, because they go together, it's like peas in a pod. It's like two people holding hands. It's like two skates, one on the left foot and one on the right foot. Tough to skate without two. Here we go. Then Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. And after fasting 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry. The tempter came to him and said, "If you are the Son of God, tell these stones to become bread." No, we've talked about this before. Did we have a sound for this, by the way? Do we have something you want to pop in there that will work?
Refiner's fire.
All right, now you're going to get it. Here's why. Because you're thinking, refiner's fire? How does that correlate to Jesus going through the temptations? I'm going to show you something you might have never seen before. I've never seen it before in 40 years. Went through 15 commentary kind of rechecks. Didn't see it in there. So that's why I'm super excited to share this. So when Jesus goes through that first encounter, you know, it's a temptation, right? And then in the very next verse after Jesus responds to that, it says, "Then the devil took him to the holy city and set him on a pinnacle of the temple and said, 'If you are the Son of God,' he said, 'throw yourself down, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you, and they will lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against a stone.'" So in the first temptation, the first thing that Satan says to Jesus is, "If you are the Son of God," right? Stay with me on this. In the second temptation, the thing that he says to Jesus is, "If you are the Son of God." Now, in the first one, he says, "If you are the Son of God, tell the stones to become bread." In the second one, he says, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down." But what he's doing is he's saying, well, if you're the Son of God, take action. Either, you know, either tell these stones something, or if you're not going to tell these stones something, then throw yourself down. So Satan is trying to tempt Jesus by saying, if you're the Son of God, tell. If you're the Son of God, throw. He's trying to get him to do some kind of action, some type of verb. I think in English we learned that verb was an action word. So he's trying to get him to do something, right? This is how the enemy is coming at Jesus Christ. This is when? This is in the beginning before his public ministry, correct? This is in the desert. This is after he goes through that process of announcement. He is in the testing zone. But what you and I don't recognize, what I'm so excited to share with you, and what I'm going to share in the next segment, is what the testing zone is really for. Because you look at this and you think, wow, this is, you know, Jesus went through this temptation. Boy, you know, the devil said, if you are the Son of God. And the second time the devil said, if you are the Son of God. Now, you might be sitting there saying, well, how did Jesus resist the devil? Because that's a worthwhile question. And you know how he resisted the devil is very specific in the scripture. First of all, he knows who the Father is. Second, he knows the leading of the Spirit, because this was the Spirit that led him into this. Third, he knows the Word, because he quotes the Word to Satan. Fourth, he knows his mission. And fifth, he knows who he is. And that's a big key. He knows who he is. He's going through that refiner's fire for a reason, but you don't see the reason yet. See, people will look at this and go, well, this is, you know, so that he just identifies with us as a high priest. And as a high priest, he feels the things that we go through. And then he's interceding for us at the right hand of the Father. And this was what all of that is about. That is only partly true. What? Blasphemy. No, not blasphemy. Insight. You see, refiner's fire is a fire that burns you to such the point that all of the bad stuff, the dross, goes up to the top, and then usually that dross is taken off with a ladle or a spoon. Thank you very much. And they take the bad stuff off, and it purifies whatever the metal is being burned or purified, refined. Here, you see Jesus going through a refining process, going through the temptations with the devil, and the devil saying to him two times in the temptations, if you are the Son of God. I promise you, folks, if you've ever listened to the show, the next segment you're going to go, whoa. I'm promising, okay? Because the refiner's fire that you go through, that I go through, and these temptations that take place early in ministry and early in life, they have a purpose. And the purpose is not always what you may think it is on the surface. So Jesus was tempted by the devil two times saying, if you are the Son of God, challenging who he is. Remember, Jesus overcame by knowing the Father, knowing the leading of the Spirit, knowing the Word of God, knowing his mission, and knowing who he is. When we come back, we're going to see where the refiner's fire led to. And I'll tell you right now, without this process right here, you're not saved because of what I'm going to share with you. Ooh, well, I'm scaring people now. Relax. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Get excited. When we get back, I'm going to share it all.
Stay tuned for more of the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Is happily ever after possible? Yes. And you can learn the secret if you win a trip to a Family Life Ministries Weekend to Remember Marriage Conference with registration, hotels, meals, and travel expenses paid. Just log on to our station website and use the keyword weekend. And when you enter, you'll also receive the free booklet Dates on a Dime, 100 Fun Ways to Date on a Budget.
Go to kprz.com and enter the keyword weekend.
Life Christian Church presents its annual Holy Spirit Conference featuring Dr. Mark T. Barclay, a prophet and apostle to thousands of pastors and ministers worldwide. A prolific author and nationally acclaimed television host, Dr. Barclay is an anointed teacher and timely voice of stability and righteousness in this day and hour. He has been sought after by some of the highest level executives, politicians, and national power players for his divine leadership and counsel. Come and hear this man of God. Dr. Mark T. Barclay has his finger on the pulse of what's happening in the church universally and what's happening and going to happen in these times of unrest. This special week-long event will be held at 7 p.m. Tuesday, January 31st through Friday, January 3rd, and 10:30 morning sessions at Life Christian Church, 1132 North Melrose Drive, Vista, California, north of the 78. For more information, visit lifechristianchurch.com or call 760-439-3300. Visit lifechristianchurch.com or call 760-439-3300 for more information on this powerful event.
What is it, Cassie? Uncle Bob is floating in water like a bad stock. Whoa! We better go help him. Uncle Bob? Uncle Bob!
Jimmy, over here!
Come on, Cassie. Let's help Uncle Bob out of that water well. Uncle Bob, how did you get into that water well?
Oh, I tried to fix my roof on my own.
Cassie says you should have used Excalibur Roofing, Uncle Bob. Cassie says you could have just called them at 760-743-8803. Cassie says you could also check them out at excaliburroofing.com.
I bet Excalibur Roofing would have had me covered. And free estimates, too? Oh, gosh darn.
Golly, Uncle Bob. If you would have just typed in Excalibur Roofing in your search engine, you wouldn't be all wet.
You're right, Jimmy. I'll never forget. Excalibur Roofing.
Hey, K-Praise friends. Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. So I heard you've been on the internet trying to figure out what your home's worth. Stop that. The internet's a scary place. If you or someone you know is considering selling, call me. I'll give you a free and accurate home value report. The market is changing and you need to know what's going on. I've been selling homes all over San Diego for more than 20 years. I'm a trusted K-Praise partner and fellow believer. You have nothing to lose by calling me. My in-home consultation and home value report are free. When we meet, I'll give you a copy of my book, Muslim by Birth, Christian by Faith, and I'll even donate to your favorite charity or ministry. Call me now, 858-780-1SAM, 858-780-1SAM, or just visit thinksam.com, realestatethinksam.com. Thanks.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. I do want to let you know something that's coming up. Men's Big Breakfast. Now, I'm going to talk to Davin Berryhill. He's the coordinating pastor for the education for the San Diego Calvary Chapel But I'm going to talk to him because the next time we do the breakfast, I'm going to say, let's change that because men's big breakfast just sounds like a big breakfast. So we're going to, but this is a men's big breakfast spectacular. That's for free, Devin, right there. Here's the big deal. They're having a breakfast that's taking place February 18th at 8 a.m. at Calvary Chapel, San Diego. The suggested donation is $7 for the food. You're thinking, wow, $7 for just for breakfast? Not exactly. You got Mike, and I call him Boucher, but if it's Boucher, that's my mistake, but he's Calvary Chapel, Cleveland. You got Mike Payne from Calvary Chapel, Budapest, doing worship, and Mike McIntosh, three mics. That's a lot of amplification. Three mics. Anyway, Mike McIntosh from Horizon Christian Fellowship, all going to be speaking at this big breakfast on February 18th. You got to go to calvarysandiego.com. It's a suggested donation. If you can't afford it, you can still get in. Well, we got $5. I think they'll let you in. I don't think you can have a big problem there. But I'm encouraging you to check it out because this is an event. This is not just a regular breakfast. You guys know this is not just a regular men's meeting. You've got worship coming. International worship. Mike McIntosh, who's legendary. See, I think he has helped facilitate 130 ministries around the country. It's wow. Like, come on. This is some serious stuff. If you want to really be blessed, you got some open time on February 18th. You need to go to San Diego Calvary Chapel and check it out. You will love it. I've had Mike McIntosh. Mike McIntosh came on the show. We did an interview. Him and I talked for 15 minutes before we got to the interview part. He's just like, great guy. Just this guy who loves the Lord. And we were just like, oh, just such a blessing. Anyway, I encourage you to check that out. All right, here we go. No more waiting on this one. I want you to get this. So if you remember the first segment I talked to, the title was To Prepare Us. We were talking about Matthew chapter 4, verses 1 through 3, and verses 5 and 6 in the Matthew in the beginning of the temptations of Jesus Christ. And I wanted to explain, or was trying to explain, that there's a lot of people that see the temptation that Jesus went through as a stepping stone for him to be a high priest, where he can then intercede for the children of God. It does say very clearly in Scripture, four different places in the New Testament, that Jesus is at the right hand of the Father. And so that's where Jesus is, interceding for the saints, praying for the saints, which is a good thing, right? And a lot of people think, well, that whole temptation part was part of that. And I would say to you, theologically, you are partially correct. But while I'm doing my devotions yesterday morning and reading through Matthew 27, I came across this that I did not see that gave me a better grasp for the moment. See if you can follow this with me, because you need to understand why you go through the refiner's fire. Why do you go through the temptation? Why does God put you through a fire where he has to, you know, burn out the impurities and then clear off all the dross off of you and make you more pure? Here is why. Matthew 27, 37 through 40. Above his head, they posted the written charge against him. This is Jesus, the King of the Jews. Two robbers were crucified with him, one on his right hand and the other on his left. And those who passed by heaped abuse on him, shaking their heads and saying, "You who are going to destroy the temple and rebuild it in 3 days, save yourself." Ready? "If you are the Son of God, come down off that cross." Oh, here's something that you might not have caught before. When Jesus was going through the crucifixion at the very end, just before his death, people were mocking him and insulting him. And they said to him the same thing that Satan said to him in Matthew 4 in the beginning of Jesus's ministry. They said, "If you are the Son of God." I got a message for you. If Jesus wanted to, he could have come down off that cross at that moment. He could have called 12 legions. By the way, a legion is 6,000. So he could have called 12 legions, 72,000 angels that could come and help him instantly. But the temptation for Jesus that he went through in the beginning of Matthew chapter 4 was then on display at the moment of crucifixion, where they, the people, said the same thing to Jesus that Satan said to Jesus, but because Jesus had passed the temptation test earlier, he was able to endure this last test now. And if he didn't endure that test, and if he didn't resist that temptation right there on the cross when they said, if you are the Son of God, and had he come down from the cross, you wouldn't be saved. How about that? Because then he wouldn't have died, and his sacrifice wouldn't have happened, and your sins wouldn't be atoned for, and you wouldn't be forgiven, and there'd be no lamb. But at the very end of Jesus's life, just like the very beginning of his ministry in the temptation part, Jesus had prepared, and he went through the refiner's fire. And going through that refiner's fire, he resisted Satan when Satan tried to challenge him by saying, if you are the Son of God, and if you are the Son of God. And at the end of Jesus's life, after he poured it all out, and he's sitting on the cross, or he's hanging on the cross for a ministry point of view, and they said to him, if you are the Son of God. And Jesus did not yield to the temptation. And that preparation in the beginning against Satan prepared him for the most crucial moment of his entire ministry, moments before his death, when all of the sin of the world weighed upon him. Wow. Do you not understand? It is not just for the sake of intercession. It is not just for the sake of him praying at the right hand of the Father. But that temptation that he went through, which does give him identity to us, which does connect him to us, was also preparatory for the most crucial moment of redemption in mankind's existence. And when they said to Jesus, if you are the Son of God, come down off of that cross, his resistance to that temptation, fortified by the same temptation he had experienced with Satan, enabled him to stay on that cross, finish the job, fulfill the calling, endure the pain, and seal our redemption forever. If you are a person who understands Scripture at all, you will recognize, wow, that is absolutely incredible. In fact, I'm still chewing on it, but that was the anniversary gift that the Lord gave me yesterday morning. I'm reading this. I'm going, uh-oh. And I was going to share it yesterday, but the show didn't seem like it lent itself to that, so I decided to share it today. Folks, that moment, the crucifixion process, Jesus said no to drugs, by the way, because they tried to give him wine mixed with myrrh, which is what they gave people who were being crucified to narcotic them out. And Jesus said no. But he went through the exact, he took on the fullness of the pain, went through the exact same temptation that he went through in the beginning, and resisted responding, endured the cross, despising the shame, and sealed our redemption. That's why Jesus went through a refiner's fire early, so he would get through it at the end. You want to know why you go through stuff early? You want to know why you go through stuff first? So that at the crucial moment, you get through it. How fantastic is Jesus now? Yes, fantastic. Just jumping out of my skin. All right, folks, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break, and we're going to have a special guest when we come back. Don't go anywhere.
More local, national, and heavenly talk on the David Spoon Experience. AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
The people of Uganda need the gospel. New believers need churches, and these churches need pastors. I'm Pastor Onesimus Ngoboka, a graduate of Southern California Seminary. I'll return to Uganda to start a Bible school so I can pass on biblical training to other pastors who will start new churches. Whitefields has joined me in this vision to provide support for pastors planting churches in the villages of Uganda. Because Whitefields understands no pastor should be a stranger. They are supporting local pastors to reach our own people.
This is David Spoon, and many of you are out there looking for an opportunity to advance the kingdom of God? Well, your partnership by praying and donating to Whitefield's ministry can advance the cause of Christ by starting more churches in needy communities. Visit whitefields.org or call 760-846-8610 and donate today.
Hey, K-Praise friends, Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. So I heard you've been on the internet trying to figure out what your home's worth. Stop that. The internet's a scary place. If you or someone you know is considering selling, call me. I'll give you a free and accurate home value report. The market is changing and you need to know what's going on. I've been selling homes all over San Diego for more than 20 years. I'm a trusted K-Praise partner and fellow believer. You have nothing to lose by calling me. My in-home consultation and home value report are free. When we meet, I'll give you a copy of my book, Muslim by Birth, Christian by Faith, and I'll even donate to your favorite charity or ministry. Call me now, 858-780-1SAM, 858-780-1SAM, or just visit thinksam.com, real estate, thinksam.com. Thanks.
This is John MacArthur here with more Portraits of Grace.
Yes, one second.
I'm sure you've bought at some time a toy or electronic device that needed batteries, and then you ran out of them. What a joy to know that the gifts of the Spirit are not dependent on temporary power. Instead, when the Spirit secures our new life in Christ, He takes up permanent residence and always empowers and strengthens us for every spiritual need. The Apostle Paul understood that truth. That's why he said, "Now to him who is able to do exceeding abundantly beyond all that we can ask or think, according to the power that continually works within us." So you see, the Holy Spirit draws from an infinite supply of power and strength. Don't limit him through disobedience.
Yeah. Yes.
Enjoy the fullness of his power through obeying God's word.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
But joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. I don't know if you recovered from that teaching that we did. That's going to take me about a year to process. If you want to, you're welcome to send an email, davidspoon@kprz.com. On the phone with us, the legend, the Texas legend. Maybe that's what we should just call him, the Texas legend. I like that. Scott Wilder is with us. American Leprosy Mission's going to be talking to us about what's going on, giving us some updates, making sure people know that this is a mission and a ministry that KPRZ and Salem Media Group is committed to. First of all, Scott, how are you doing?
Well, I'm good. I'm great. Welcome, or there are greetings from the great state of Texas.
There you go. I can tell you're in Texas because it's a big place, and it sounds like you're in a big place. That's what it
sounds
like.
Yeah, big play. Very, very big play. Yeah,
you bet. Talk to me about American Leprosy Missions. We spent some really good time several days back, and it was great. It was great information, and you did an excellent job. Let's do some recapping for our listening audience.
Yeah, we are. Just to let everybody know, I know some people are down and dirty people. They want just the numbers. So we had started with the desire, and the goal was to cure leprosy in 220 kids. We have 79 kids left. That is, just for the people who want numbers, that is $2,376 left. So $30 cures one child of leprosy, $90 cures three children. So $300 in a one-time gift will cure 10 kids of leprosy. So if we had eight people that would do $300 each, that would get us to our 79 kids, to get us to our ultimate goal of 220 kids. So we're well beyond our halfway mark, but we still have a little bit to go. And I know that there are some people that, for whatever reason, might not have been with us when we talked about this before. I know how schedules go, kids and in-laws and family and health and all that kind of stuff. but maybe you didn't know about it. So I want to make sure that you know the opportunity is there. $90 cures 3 kids of leprosy. And we're watching this. We're watching it very carefully. We'd love for our San Diego family to be able to say, you know what, I'm going to do this and make sure that we get these last 79 kids cured of leprosy. American Leprosy Missions has done this now for an awful long time in 16 countries around the world. That was just updated, by the way. 16 countries around the world is where American Leprosy Missions works. I was in Africa just a couple of months ago, and I want to make sure you have the phone number. It is 800-443-0838, 800-443-0838. You can also go online to kprz.com, click on the banner when you get there. I want to put a bow on this, I want to wrap this up, and just know that together we were able to cure leprosy in a couple of villages worth of kids, 220 kids. That's our goal. And so if you've not done it yet, I hope you'll prayerfully consider. And I want to, and there's never a time that we talk about doing anything that we don't talk about how no one should give out of guilt, but we do give out of gratitude. And sometimes gratitude, I'm really understanding God's providence and how he has blessed us. It could lead to guilt, but I think a great way to put a hose on that is to say, you know what, I'm grateful. I don't feel guilty that God has put me here, but I do feel completely grateful. And so out of gratitude, not out of guilt, I hope you'll call right now. If you've not done it yet, I hope you will. You can do a monthly gift if you want to. You can do a one-time gift if you want to. Some people have done, you know, $15 a month for 12 months or $30 a month for 12 months, or maybe just a one-time gift of $90 to cure 3 kids, a brother and sister, $60, $30 for one child. You can do an odd number. I mean, a number that is not divisible by 30. You can do $100 or $200, $300. We had $500, $600, whatever your number is, just to make sure you don't miss the blessing today. And the David Spoon Experience has been so good for us and so good to us. And the audience is so responsive. We just know that you would not want to miss out on hitting this goal. Only 79 kids left. That's a total of $2,376. Sometimes those weird dollar numbers actually prompt somebody. They might say, you know what? I just did my taxes. I've got about $2,000 that's a windfall. I had no idea it was coming. I could certainly do a big portion of that. So $2,376 left. And all you have to do is call the number. It's toll-free, 800-443-0838, 800-443-0838, or just go online to kprz.com. Click on the banner when you get there.
All right, so I want people to recognize a couple of things. One, San Diego is a great community for giving and taking care of these causes, and we started out strong. But we don't want to be those golfers who think too highly of themselves when they hit the ball really good on the drive, but they can't finish with a good putt. So we want to finish this and do it well. I do want to let people know from that biblical point of view that extending an opportunity to heal people in the leprosy realm is an extension of the ministry of Jesus Christ that's found in Mark chapter 1, Matthew chapter 8, Luke chapter 5, recognizing Hebrews 13:8 that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. That ministry continues. And when that cure is delivered, the gospel of Jesus Christ accompanies that towards that recipient and that family. So you're talking about ministering in the physical needs and ministering in the spiritual needs. And as a San Diego audience or people who are listening around the world, you can participate in that, in the active ministry that Jesus, the first ministry he engaged in after the Sermon on the Mount that Jesus engaged in, was ministering to the lepers. We're just asking you to be a part of that by calling 800-443-0838, 800-443-0838, or, of course, kprz.com. What, Scott, what should people be aware of? Because they're probably thinking, it's so far away, I don't see it, I don't get it.
Yeah, I think that is the hard part is, you know, we get caught up in our own stuff. You know, it's sort of a bubble inside a bubble inside a bubble. And we go from our Christian churches to our Christian Bible studies to our Christian schools to our Christian cell groups to our Christian play groups. I mean, and we sort of forget that the world is out there. And certainly in America, we never worry about leprosy or anything like this. But the devastation of leprosy is real around the world right now. And it has been the mission for over 100 years to get the, to show the love of Christ and to give the deliver the cure for leprosy to everyone we can find. And that's really all we're talking about today is, even though it's not in our world, you know, just because we don't see it doesn't mean it isn't happening. And we sometimes think like that, and that's natural, I know. I do it too. Everybody does it. But I think that right now we can say, you know what, this is the most Christ-like thing we could do. The man with leprosy came to Jesus and said, Lord, if you're willing, you can heal me. Are you willing? And Christ said, I am willing. And, you know, today we can't do it exactly the way Christ did, but what we can do that is exactly the way Christ did is to reply the same way and respond the same way and say, yes, I am willing. And $30, just your change left over at the end of the day. You take all the change in the change jar or in the console there in the front seat between, you know, the car seats. And you could end up with $30 pretty easily. So we want to cure every child we can. The San Diego audience, our goal is another 79 kids. That's $2,376. We can get there a bunch of different ways. We can get there $30 at a time, $60 at a time, $90, or we can get it in one or two or three big chunks. Just don't miss the blessing, and don't mistake the nodding of the head for the doing of the thing. So today, you know, love is a verb. It's about what we do today so that they may see our good works and give glory to our Father who is in heaven. That's only possible if they actually see them, and that's only possible if we actually do them. And so today, really, don't miss a chance to do it right now. When you call this number, toll-free, 800-443-0838, 800-443-0838, only $2,376 to go. How much will you do? 79 kids left to cure of leprosy. How many kids will you cure of leprosy today when you call toll-free, 800-443-0838.
You know, it's important to understand that, again, one of the things Scott said that's just crucial to me, don't give out of guilt. You know, what he was saying is, you know, give out of gratitude, give out of appreciation, give out of the understanding of investing in the kingdom of God. But, you know, this is something that we've taken on at the station. We talk about it. We've talked about it amongst the producers, amongst the different talk show hosts. We want to get this goal. We want to reach this. We just think this is a good thing to begin the year in, to start off by saying, hey, we were able to help 220 kids make a big difference, bring a cure in for leprosy and the gospel of Jesus Christ using American Leprosy Missions, a 100-year-old, well-honored, well-respected group that will do it right the way that it's supposed to be done. And we're just asking you to be a part of that and to invest in that. And like Scott said, you just call 800-443-0838. That's 800-443-0838. $30 takes care of one child, but $300 takes care of 10. And we'd like to take care of this one part, this village. We'd like to wipe it out in that village. That's just the thought process. Let's just wipe it out. Scott, you got about a minute and a half left. I'm going to let you have the floor before I exit out. Talk to me. You know you've seen the blessing of this ministry yourself. Can you just describe that process as quickly as you can, the blessing it's been?
I would just say, first, David, thank you for the chance to chat again about this. I would just say, listen, nobody's asking anybody to be sacrificial. No one's asking anybody to go get the yellow fever shot and travel dangerous places or dark places or infest-ridden places with disease. We're only saying, hey, be a part of this. Make it possible for the people that do the heavy lifting. And that's not me. It's the people that are there on the ground in these countries. So it's the way the gospel works, that we all play a role. The hand is not the foot. The eye is not the ear. We all have a role that we play. And out of gratitude, I hope that you will join us today and say, you know what, I'm going to do it. And we look forward to it. Really, by faith, we expect this is going to happen, but we know that it takes people actually doing it. And I hope that you'll be one of those people that will call the number today.
800-443-0838. 800-443-0838. 3738 or KPRZ.com. You can just go there and do it directly online. Thank you, brother, for taking the time with us. All right, God bless you. All right, take care, brother. All right, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Taking a short break, then coming back. Don't go anywhere.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Hi, this is Brian Newberry, pastor of Calvary Chapel, San Diego. I want to invite all the men out for our men's breakfast Saturday, February 18th. The theme is Run for the Prize. Special guest speakers include Pastor Mike McIntosh of Horizon, Pastor Mike Bucher of Calvary Chapel, Cleveland, with special guest worship from Calvary Chapel, Budapest, Hungary. To register, go online, calvarysandiego.com, Saturday, February 18th. Calvary Chapel San Diego Men's Breakfast. Let us know you're coming by registering at calvarysandiego.com.
There is a devastating disease crippling children, disfiguring them, leaving once beautiful faces marked with the unmistakable signs of leprosy, causing them to live a life of pain, shame, and isolation. But you can help American Leprosy Missions find, diagnose, and cure these children. You can stop leprosy. Right now, you have an incredible opportunity to help and heal children who are suffering. Because it costs only $90 to cure leprosy in three people, you can be the source of their healing. Jesus said, freely you have received, freely give. Give now to help those suffering with leprosy. Call American Leprosy Missions right now, 800-443-0838, 800-443-0838. That's 800-443-0838. Or give online at StopLeprosyNow.com.
1 minute.
The people of Uganda need the gospel. New believers need churches, and these churches need pastors. I'm Pastor Onesmus Ngoboka, a graduate of Southern California Seminary. I'll return to Uganda to start a Bible school so I can pass on biblical training to other pastors who will start new churches. Whitefields has joined me in this vision to provide support for pastors planting churches in the villages of Uganda. Because Whitefields understands no pastor should be a stranger. They are supporting local pastors to reach our own people.
This is David Spoon, and many of you are out there looking for an opportunity to advance the kingdom of God. Well, your partnership by praying and donating to Whitefields Ministry can advance the cause of Christ by starting more churches in needy communities. Visit whitefields.org or call 760-846-8610 and donate today.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
You want to be as close to me.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. But I love this. The 1,000th and first show? I'm going to have the best time. I just have way too much fun doing this. It's all the other stuff I don't like to do.
Is that wrong?
Oh, well. Doing the best I can. If you did not hear all of this hour, I have never encouraged you as much as I am going to encourage you now. This will be podcast in the next 24 hours or so. You have to listen to the first two segments. It will blow you away if you see that little gift that the Lord has opened up in Scripture. Some people may have known this, but I've never seen in 40 years. So it was just a tremendous opportunity to share it with you. And I think it's just really at the top of all the things that I've encountered. Just love it. Just love it. And then Scott just did a fantastic job. Scott Wilder is a Texas radio legend. And so when he's talking about, you know, KPRZ and doing that donor
KPRZ
campaign,
David Spoon,
there is nothing like that guy. His history, he used to do four stations, 12 years, 3 hours a day, sometimes 4 hours a day. What a guy. Love him. All right, so I want to just do a couple of really quick things as we wind down this hour and get prepped for the next hour. I do want to recognize yesterday was the 1,000th show, 1,000th live show. So for those that don't know, we took all the best ofs and all the other things and kind of pulled them out. And I just wanted to give everybody a big... Big thank you. We got Parking Lot Lady. We're going to pull her on in just a second because I love talking to Parking Lot Lady. But before we bring her on, I just want people to know. I wrote a Facebook post today for people, and I just said, to my king, my wife, my children, my brother, my friends, my coworkers, to my kingdom brothers and sisters, my prayer partners, many things could be said and should be said, but the best that can be said is for the love and the support. I thank you. I appreciate you. I need you. And I am a rich man indeed. So,
you've been great, really. I want to thank each and every one of you. Thank you.
I saw him do that live, just in case you're wondering. That was Steve Martin. I saw him at Pine Knob, 8th Row Center, just in case you're wondering. I'm just telling you what happened. All right, let's have Parking Lot Lady. We only got 2 minutes. Let's have her, give her a chance to talk and say hi. Parking Lot Lady, how you doing?
I am doing wonderful. I just called to say congratulations.
Thank you, Parking Lot Lady. You've been listening for a while, huh?
You know, I was driving yesterday when the show came on, and I said, now, whose place did he take? Was it David Frost? Or was it Tom Levine? That's how long I've been listening, you
That's
know.
That's a long time.
With Frost in the Afternoon, you know.
Yep, nope. And I remember both gentlemen very well. In fact, I still have engagements with Tom. Great people. Great people.
Oh, yes. And I also wanted to say that I only had that one scare when they put you on at night. Remember when I called because I said when they switch you guys to night, you usually go off the air. So I was a little concerned last year with that when they did that second show.
Yeah, we're still here, aren't we, Parking Lot Lady? We're not going anywhere.
You're still here, and I just wanted to say that the word says that whatever you do, whatever your hand does, do it as unto the Lord. And I appreciate you bringing your word, your many sermons, because they touch my heart. And I know that they touch the heart of people out there that are listening. They might not call in, but their hearts are touched. And I just want you to know that.
That's very, very kind. Thank you so much, Parking Lot Lady. Thanks for being a part of the show the last 4 years, too.
Thank you for being there. All right.
God bless. That's what I'm talking about. It's like, why do you do it? That's why you do it. We do it for one another. Are you kidding? Keep in mind, when it gets really, really bad, one another is all we're going to have. That's why and people get mad at me when I say this, but if they start really persecuting, you know, it's not going to be denominations that separate you, trust me. It'll be the bullets and the arrows and the guns and all the things they're throwing at us as both Baptist and Pentecostal are running together. Here it is, folks. We've yet accomplished another hour. I just ask nothing but God's blessing on each and every one of you. May he bless you as much as you have blessed me. May the Lord bless you equally so. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back. You're going to hear Marty, and then we're going to come back, and then we're going to get into another subject altogether. I hope you're feeling brave. That's kind of what it requires. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Short break. See you in a bit.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.